Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Ang pagtatrabaho ng libre ay maaaring tila kabaliktaran ng pagiging produktibo. Ngunit isang bagong pag-aaral ay kumumpirma sa hinihinala na ng marami na ang kasanayan ay laganap sa buong Australia. Si Professor Andrew Stewart ay isa sa mga mananaliksik ng naturang ulat. Sinabi niya, ang mga walang bayad o hindi binabayaran ng mga trabaho o work placement ay partikular na karaniwan sa hanay ng mga kabataan.
A lot of people are doing unpaid work to try and get a chance at getting a job in what is a very tight labor market. So young people in particular, those under 30, more than half of them had done at least one internship or placement in the last 5 years, and many of them had done more than that.
Sinabi ni Professor Stewart, habang ang mga walang sweldo na internship ay maaaring magbigay ng pagkakataon para sa mga estudyante na mag-obserba o magbasid at matuto sa isang praktikal na kapaligiran, ilang taga-empleyo o may-ari ng negosyo ay maaaring sinasamantala naman sila.
Where you're doing real work that's valuable to the organization where you're working and it's not connected with education or training, then that's potentially in breach of the Fair Work Act. And we've seen a number of examples in recent years of businesses being taken to court by the Fair Work Ombudsman and fined for using unpaid interns as cheap labor.
Napag-alaman na pagtatanong na karamihan sa mga lumahok sa pagtatanong ay nakaramdam ng positibo tungkol sa kanilang walang sweldo na trabaho at naniniwala na ito ay maging daan para sa mas mahusay na pagkakataon sa trabaho. Si Clara Jordan Baird, ang Policy Director mula sa Interns Australia. Sinabi niya, maraming benepisyo ang internship tulad ng pagkatuto ng mga bagong kasanayan at may potensyal na magkaroon ng kakilala sa mga kompetibong industriya.
However, the problem is when an organization takes work which should usually be paid, such as doing admin or other activities like that, markets it as an internship and then lures unsuspecting people into doing it. So the risks are that young people who are vulnerable, who have no idea of the value of their work, are lured into a workplace with the potential of someday getting a job, with the potential of learning new skills, and find themselves picking up dry cleaning, getting coffees, and not actually doing work that they're learning anything from.
Sinabi ni Clara Jordan Baird, nais ng kanyang organisasyon ng isang pambansang pagsisiyasat sa mga walang bayad o walang sahod na internship na kanyang sinasabi na maaaring humantong na mga may sahod na empleyado ay bayaran ng mas mababa. At sinabi niya ito ay maaaring muling magpalakas sa hindi pagkakapantay dahil yaong mga mula sa mga rural na lugar o mas mababang pinagmulang katayuan sa buhay ay mas kaunti lamang ang kanilang access sa mga internship.
The only people who can afford to do internships are people who are able to work for free. So you'll notice that many of these internships, which are in more prestigious fields like media, like in law, more of these sort of high paid, more competitive areas will be going to the people who are able to do internships. And so we'll be making it more and more difficult for people from a variety of backgrounds to get these more prestigious careers.